Hi, friends, and welcome to MP Fashion First Podcast. My name is Mila Pershina, and I'll be your host today. I'll be sharing information about cutting costs and saving some time during apparel production process. So if this is in your interest, if this is directions you are going to, or already been in apparel production or launching your apparel brand, this podcast is definitely for you. Just a few words. Who am I? I am a fashion business coach, a mentor, a fashion designer, and founder of MP Fashion Contemporary Apparel Brand. I've done many runway shows and been featured in multiple publications, including Vogue. And yes, I forgot to mention, yes, I did also had a show during New York Fashion Week. That was a lot of fun. But, you know, as many fashion designers know, you know, it's 5 minutes of fun on the runway and the rest is just a lot of hard work. In the past 3 years, I was and I am focusing on coaching and mentoring and developing new talents and assisting with product development for emerging brands. I'm really passionate about fashion and product development and technical part of it and creative part of it. So I help on early stages of business, getting to retail stores. So I will be sharing a lot of tips during my following podcasts. The reason I actually did my first podcast is, I'm sitting at home in my home bubble. I am still working, not as much, but I still do. And I'm building a new website, online fashion school. I've been teaching the group classes and one-on-one classes, but now since we're all home, I am missing my clients and I'm missing educational part of my business. So I decided that this is a perfect time to go ahead and put my ideas onto the paper and start working on my plans. My online school will be launching soon. The link to it will be mpfashion.us/fashionschool. So let's start with the subject and why I'm actually here and doing this podcast. Where we can cut a cost and save money during production process. During product development, eliminating a decorative stitching and seam that costs, 20 to 50 cents per garment doesn't seem like a lot, but when scale larger, it is a lot of money. Thinking about practicality will help to determine whether certain design elements are useful or not. Always lean towards utility rather than decoration when determining whether design element, I'd say cuff, pleats, certain style lines should be eliminated. Making less complicated pattern and creating smaller pattern pieces versus few big pieces can create better markers and can reduce waste by 50 cents. Fabric takes half the cost of the garment, keep that in mind, while the other half is a combination of trims, shipping costs, sample making, production costs, and so on. In some cases, fashion trends can make designer life easier. For example, slim silhouettes are favored in suits by young men, or mini skirts or crop tops loved by teenage girls, for instance, saves a lot of fabric. When designing a garment, symmetry is preferred. Symmetrical garments are easier to produce and are better for business just starting out and wanting to avoid extra cost. Labeling pattern pieces clearly, eliminating pieces with cut and fold or, cut two, four, can make production process also smoother and quicker. Always remember to label grain lines, style name, piece numbers, notches, center front, center back, all necessary notches, seam allowances on your pattern pieces. If you require a factory to make a sample, put together a tech pack. And obviously don't forget to include a prototype if you have one. Well, tech pack, we can talk about tech pack later in a podcast. I'll explain to you what it is, what it should include. But tech pack is an informative sheet that contains all the details of the specific style of the garment. A few more things to consider during pre-production process is to have a professional company to do grading, digitizing, and smart marker. If you're not familiar with those terms, we'll talk about it later as well. Paying for the services saves you a lot of time and reduces the fabric waste. You can always cut costs on pre-cutting fabric before sanding. That's what I do. I pre-cut fabric before sending it off to factory. It immediately reduces the shipping weight, and obviously you're paying less for shipping. In manufacturing, on early stage of business, better start local. That's what I did. Oh, I have a long story of my own production, how I work with factories, what did I do, how I sourced everything. Maybe I'll share my story later as well. And not only overseas factories would ask to meet high minimum orders, but the turnaround time is about, 3 weeks slower than that of domestic manufacturers. This can hurt because it didn't allow the product to reach customers as quickly. For a business to thrive, it needs to fulfill as much demand as possible. Working with factories close by can be a great benefit to your business because it may completely eliminate shipping costs. You are more flexible on initial investment because you can start with lower inventory numbers and you can increase production speed. That will allow you to fulfill more orders for your customers. Everything you hear from me today, those are all tips that come with my own experience and experiences that from the people I am working with. So there are many other ways to pinch a penny when just starting out in the apparel industry, but these are like few important aspects to think about. Practical design, smart marker, proactive pre-production, and producing local are all smart parts to very large picture and to your success in business. There will be more things we'll talk about it. For now, this is what I wanted to share with you. If you have questions, please contact me. You can find me online on Instagram and Facebook. It's MP Fashion USA. And that's my Instagram. On Facebook, it's MP Fashion Made in Michigan. As soon as my online school will launch, you'll have a more easy access to get in touch with me. All right, thank you so much. I hope everybody is doing well. Stay healthy and safe.